American Airlines Flight 587 was bound for the Dominican Republic yesterday when it crashed into the Bell Harbor neighborhood of Queens on the Rockaway Peninsula south of Kennedy Airport. The crash is being investigated as an accident. Up to 9 residents are missing and feared dead. Hundreds of firefighters, FBI agents, and police searched the neighborhood for evidence yesterday. Bell Harbor already was reeling from the World Trade Center disaster. It's home to many firefighters and policemen. A large part of the plane fell at the corner of Beach 131st Street and Newport Boulevard in a row of single-family homes. NPR's Jackie Leiden reports from the crash site.
By nightfall, a four-square block area of Bell Harbor, just off the ocean, was a hive of firefighters, some of them technicians in ghostly white. All day, dozens of bodies were removed in body bags, and in the evening, a bucket brigade was sifting for evidence. Under huge floodlights, what was left of Flight 587 smoldered. Its fuselage sat in 1 yard, part of the plane's wing rested in Jamaica Bay, and one of the engines dropped intact at a gas station on 129th. Just across the street from the carnage, Gus Chalakis, who'd watched it happen from his window, was deeply shaken.
You know, Kennedy, we're used to the planes, and this one was getting louder and louder and louder beyond repair, you know, like, couldn't even believe how loud it was getting. I was like, oh, I jumped out of bed. I said, there's something hitting. Because you hear the force, and the house started shaking. And then all of a sudden, I hear the big explosion. I ran to the window. I just see nothing but a fireball across the street. We're looking out of my kitchen window.
So the plane went down right here?
Right there. All around. I don't know how I made it. Someone was looking out for me tonight.
The house next door was burned almost whimsically, its front intact, the rear charred timber. Ironically, this was the home of the Queens fire commander, whose mother-in-law made it out with his 2-year-old son. Gus's mother, Mary, suspects that other residents nearby were not as lucky. Yeah.
They were an older couple, and where the plane went right down into their house, and our children grew up together, and I always saw him in the shopping center, and they're gone.
Residents of Bell Harbor did not say why us, but they could have. More than 70 neighbors in this peninsula died on September 11th. Bond traders, firefighters, and cops. Either you went into the city and worked in finance, said one woman, or you stayed here and took care of the neighborhood. Over at the parish church, St. Francis de Sales, dozens of funerals have been held. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said Monday he'd been to 10 of them there. Parishioner Ann Ryan stood with her husband and children on the front steps of their home, still covered with Halloween ghouls, and she relived the first disaster.
Just with the World Trade Center, we were just so affected because it was our neighbors, our firemen, it was everyone you knew. Kids from school, their friends, their parents, and it just felt like it all over again when we looked out and saw everyone running and the firemen. And my heart went out to all the firemen again.
But residents did have the comfort of knowing they had relied on each other. Some of them rushed to help the firemen unwind hoses from the trucks. One of them was auto dealer Carrie Scaflani, who said he saw an intact plane, one engine on fire, corkscrewing down to land nose first a block away. He ran toward the flames.
I ran down 132nd, and I ran over to 131st. And saw the corner house engulfed in flames, the second house, I mean, these houses were gone already. Right after the plane hit, the houses were gone. Then the house across the street, the firemen were just getting there, they were just putting on their uniforms on the scene. I saw them pulling their boots on and everything, so I'm trying to help anybody I could. So one of the firemen grabbed the garden hose, and he was wetting down his partner, so I'm pulling the garden hoses towards him. He's hosing down his partner, and somebody said that there's somebody in the house.
And as to what happened, Scaflani said that, like everyone else, he'd like an answer.
It could have been an accident. Yes, it could have been terrorism. And not knowing is a fear in everybody's heart right now.
A fear, but not one anybody in Bell Harbor will have to face alone, if Monday's events are any indication. What was reaffirmed is how much the community has gone through together and how strong is its will to survive. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, Bell Harbor, The Rockaways, Queens.